Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers in having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent.
Welcome to Wealth Map Radio. I am your co-host, Tony Shore. And the good news is I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, Steve Eckroth. Steve, great to be here with you once again. And I'm excited about this one. We have some big news to share with the listeners, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, how have you been? How's your week been?
Good to be with you, Tony. Yeah, it's been a good week, busy getting ready for the holiday here. Seems like everybody's trying to pack in a week's worth of work into a few days. Still, you know, usually this time of year, we kind of slow down a bit, but it just doesn't feel like it's slowing down at all. Usually July and August, I can get away a little bit, but this year has been really tough.
Well, 4th of July weekend is when this is airing. 4th of July was on Friday, but we're recording it the week of the 4th of July. And you know what I love most about the 4th of July, Steve?
What's that?
It's the one holiday. It's the one day a year where I can eat in one meal. I can eat both a brat and a burger, and no one's going to think, no one's going to call me on it. No one's going to say anything. It's not going to look bad. You can eat both a brat and a burger in one meal, and it's okay.
It sure is.
Do you grill out on the 4th usually?
I'm not much of a griller. The family is. I usually carry the food back and forth to the grill. You don't want me grilling chicken. It wouldn't end well.
Steak and chicken I'm bad at, but I really do good brats and burgers. I've got those down. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's really good at that. So he usually takes that job. We're headed down the shore. The family's going to spend the weekend down there. So that'll be nice.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, that's awesome. We're actually just staying in this year. We usually do big plans, 4th of July, but we've had so much going on. We're like, no plans this year for 4th. So for the 4th, just relaxing, maybe go down to the river. We live on a big river, and so we'll probably watch. They shoot off fireworks down there, so that'll be fun. Well, hey, what's the big news? You just released a book. Tell us about that. What's the title? How can our listeners get a hold of it? And then we'll get into what it's about.
Sure. I mean, the title's Wealth Beyond Retirement, Planning for Generations of Financial Success. I started writing it about a year ago. We just got it published last week, and really excited about it. It's on Amazon, so you can purchase it on Amazon. And I ordered a few the other day, came within a few days, so I think they already have them printed.
That's nice. Yeah, they're pretty quick, and I see that they're up on Amazon now. And this is your first book, right? So not only are you a radio star, but you're an author as well. Steve, this is huge, right? I don't know if we'll be able to fit your head into the room. I mean, financial advisor, financial expert.
It's something I always wanted to do, and I never found the time to do it. And, you know, Gradient has been a great partner of mine. To be able to help me through that. You know, I don't think I could have done it without Gradient. And, you know, I'm really thankful for that. And just like the radio show, I think it's, you know, it's an opportunity to give back. I think there's plenty of folks that, you know, as we give out the book and the different charitable events we do, I think folks, there'd be some folks that read the book but never really visit with us, but I'm hoping they can take away something from it.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that you have a lot of great information, years of knowledge that you've packed in here. We talked about that in the last show, how long you've been doing this. And so there's a lot of great information in this book. And I know at some point we will be giving away some copies. I know that for our listeners out there, Steve, if they call up and schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation with you and your team, you'll probably get them a free copy of the book, won't you? Are you going to be generous? We'll give you, let me give away your book. I'm spending your money, Steve.
Well, we've got like 100 copies coming in. So
good.
Anybody that calls today, certainly give them a free copy.
That's excellent. That's excellent. There'll be no charge for that. Give them a call. This is a great book. And I mean, it's not just a thin pamphlet. This is a nice thick paperback book with a lot of information in it. So let's jump right into that, Steve. Let's go over some of the chapters and some of the information in the book. I mean, how do you plan for generations of financial success?
Well, we broke the book into two sections. So the first section, I think, is really geared towards everyone. I think everybody can take some information away from the first half. In the first half of the book, we address risk management, choosing Social Security, optimizing your Social Security. We talk about tax efficiency, and we really address the big three retirement risks in the first half of the book, which is for most clients. Longevity, outliving your money, inflation, and healthcare costs. The second half of the book, my experience with working with wealthy families over the past 25 years is really focused on generational finances and, preserving wealth across generations and the family dynamics issues of, when families and children and grandchildren inherit large amounts of money. The second half of the book really dives into that and talks about different ways that we can help mitigate that from the things that I've seen in the, managing trusts in the third, fourth, fifth and generation, things to avoid so that the family values go from generation to generation along with the wealth.
Yeah, I think passing that along is so important, and financial education, that's a topic that's near and dear to my heart because I don't feel like my parents didn't talk to me about finances and their parents were tight-lipped about it. And I thought at schooling, there was a lack of personal finance education, and each family you've built up this nest egg or maybe you have a business or property and you want to make sure that's passed along. You need to properly manage your funds, but you also need to make sure that it's going to be handled correctly and that everybody in the family's on the same page. And I think that's key. And again, it's important to work with somebody like yourself.
Yeah. And generations ago, I think the advisors of the time, the attorneys and the financial advisors, thought that they could draft well-written legal documents to address the issues of inherited wealth. And what we found over the past 100 years is that's not the case. I mean, the document can't really help the family from generation to generation. Really what we found that creates success is passing financial education down when you pass the funds down to the next generation and setting up a family office that, has different legs to it, if you will, with, maybe one family member managing assets, another family member running the businesses, another family member dealing with the CPAs and the attorneys, philanthropy, getting the family members involved when they're ready and working with an advisor that if they're not ready, that they can coach those family members. And as we give them a little bit of responsibility to grow their financial acumen so that they're ready to inherit, a substantial amount of wealth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that's one of the key themes of the book. Communication is key, delegating. And that's why you kind of have, a couple of businesses there and try to cover it all for people with you and your team there. And you also need to make sure you're you're starting out correctly with a plan, right? I mean, your retirement finances need to be in order first, and you need to have a plan for that. And then you also, alongside that, I guess, around the same time, need to make sure you have the future planned out. And that includes insurance, making you're properly insured, making sure your assets are properly allocated, right?
Yeah, and I think part of that is choosing the right advisor. And I think, the first step, and there's different types of advisors out there. And I think it's important that you choose an advisor that is a fiduciary and is legally obligated to act in your best interest.
Yes.
There's a lot of advisors that are held to what we call suitability standard. Suitability standard just means that whatever they're doing today is appropriate. There's no ongoing responsibility to ensure that that solution is appropriate going forward. Whereas a fiduciary, every moment from the beginning, from the time you hire them to the time you stop working with them, they're legally obligated to act in your best interest. And that is a very high standard. And I would, as you're choosing an advisor and interviewing an advisor, that would be one of the first questions I would ask.
Yeah, there you go. So working with the right professionals is key. And I know you have a firm there that really encompasses a lot of this. And that's so important. So if our listeners have questions about that, finding the right advisor, you talk about that in your book. That's really important, because anybody can call themselves a financial planner or a financial professional, but do they have the right credentials? Have the right accreditation and credentials, and are they a fiduciary? These are questions that need to be asked, and I know the book addresses that. What's something else the book addresses?
Well, I think, going back to our conversation with respect to, choosing an advisor, as you move from, the accumulation phase to the income phase, that's typically when I see clients raising their hand and saying, maybe I do need some help. Maybe you are working with an advisor and they've helped you grow your assets. When you go to retire and you start drawing income, that's a much different skill set. And then there's another part of your life when you start to think about, okay, maybe I don't need all of these assets and I'm going to be transferring them down to the next generation. That's another dynamic. Right. You really want to work with an advisor that can take you through all three of those phases of your life. Yeah. And I think that's a core competency of our firm, is being able to help in those three very different scenarios. And that's addressed in the book.
Yeah, I think that's great. So you're right. You need to make sure you have those things in place. And a lot of people are going to encounter that. And you address all those scenarios in the book. It's really helpful. And you go into detail. I think that is critical. I really do. There's so much in here. I know that you have chapters on retirement finances, generational finances. There are actually really real life lessons in there as well, right?
Yeah, there's cautionary tales in the book. We talked a little bit about various families that you see, and these aren't isolated stories that you see in the news every day. We recently, in the book, we discussed the Sackler family. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that family, Tony, but they made some movies about it. That was a wealthy family that, probably didn't do a great job of some of the things that we talked about with respect to passing down funds and maintaining family harmony. That company was started by two brothers, if I recall correctly. And when it got to the second generation, had enough money. They didn't need any additional funds. They were set for life. Their grandkids were set for life. But they didn't instill the family values. And the nephew wanted to outdo the uncles and created OxyContin and started the problem we have today. That was started from the mismanagement of wealth from one generation to another.
Wow.
And there's probably five or six different examples of that in the book. So, if you're a wealthy family and you're thinking about, the challenges that your kids and grandkids and great grandkids can face from inherited wealth and how that can change their personality and lifestyle, you know, that's something that we're very good at doing. And I don't think, I think there's very few firms that are capable as we are in that space.
Yeah, that's really important. And yeah, there are a lot of cautionary tales out there. Unfortunately, it's not uncommon, I should say, for these types of things to happen. You hear about it all the time, and it happens even more than the incidences that you hear about. And I know that there are a lot of costly mistakes that can be made because you don't know what you don't know. You might think, well, I've got a broker, I've got a CPA, I'm set. There aren't going to be any mistakes with my money. But wow, if you don't have somebody, a trusted fiduciary financial professional in your court, helping oversee all of it and working with a team that's interconnected, you are going to run into problems. You are going to miss out and make expensive mistakes. We see it happen time and time again. You've seen it happen a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I think if I could encourage one thing of anybody that I speak with, it's acting now. And stressing the word act. You know, I think the most common compliment I receive is, I wish I met you 10 years ago. As you progress through your financial journey, different opportunities from a tax perspective, asset protection perspective, they may become unavailable. Things that you can do today, you might not be able to do 5 or 10 years from now. Strategies that we could implement today might take time, 5, 10, 15 years to grow and pay off. But if you don't act now, 5 or 10 years from now, you might not be able to do the things that we could do today.
Yeah, the opportunity loss is going to be there because, you know, certain things are aligned right now to do things that will save you money down the road. But if you don't do them now, you might miss out, which could cost you a lot of money. And so you want to avoid those things. You want to make sure you're doing it now. It's the old, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best time? Right now. So if you didn't do it 20 years ago, do it now. And if you did it 20 years ago, you better make sure you have a checkup every year to make sure that things are growing okay and it's getting watered properly. That's for sure. Well, Steve, this is good stuff. Let's take a moment. You mentioned the copies of the book, complimentary copies and a complimentary, no charge, no obligation consultation. Let's let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set that up.
Sure. So you can visit wealthmapradio.com. On that website, you have direct access to my calendar. Every initial consultation is directly with me, not a team member, directly with me. You can also call 484-600-6512. Live person is available to schedule a meeting if you prefer to call. So 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com.
All right. And you've already addressed this a little bit, but I want to go back to why you wrote the book because it ties into what we were just talking about, and that is avoiding costly mistakes, right? I mean, you have some examples of that that you do even mention in the book. What's the basic reason you wrote the book?
Well, you know, I think I really enjoy that problem solving. That's the key to being what I believe is a successful advisor. It's what we do every day, and I think the book can help a vast majority of people address probably 80 to 90% of the problems that they could run into financially, and offer solutions for them. There's some things I think that probably didn't make it into the book that just, you know, maybe were too high level but you know, when we started out, I really wanted to create something that, you know, you could read in 4 to 6 hours. You know, it's only 150 pages. It's not, you know, a really, really long book. And you could take away a lot of information on choosing the right advisor, you know, planning a retirement, planning, transferring wealth to the next generation. Pretty much everything I've run into in my career is detailed in that book.
Yeah. Well, it's to protect families from bad financial advice, right?
Yeah. I talk about my grandmother's situation in the book. She She inherited about $1 million in BP stock from my grandfather.
Wow.
He worked the docks at Amoco, which later became BP, and they used to have an old stock investment plan where he could contribute, you know, money, get a discount on Amoco stock, which later turned into BP. He got like a 15% discount, and every 2 weeks he put a little bit of money in there, and over the course of his life, you know, grew to be a substantial amount of money. And he sat down with an advisor, a commission-based advisor, a broker, someone that was held to that suitability standard we talked about earlier. She had probably, I think it was about $800,000 in basis in that stock. So if she sold all the stocks, she would have paid about $200,000 in capital gains taxes. And the idea that the advisor had brought was sell all the stock because it was concentrated position, pay the tax and invest in mutual funds, which on the surface was probably suitable, right? But was it in her best interest? Were there other ways to protect that concentrated stock position without selling it and paying all those capital gains taxes? Well, there are other ways, and they weren't presented because they didn't generate big commissions. They were much more complicated, and that particular advisor was not a fiduciary. So luckily she didn't act on that advice, but you know, early on in my career,
that's good. I thought she did. That's $200,000 in taxes that it would cost.
No, she luckily didn't follow that advice, but
that's good.
That was early on in my career, and it really showed me, you know, that I don't want to say greed or, but there's a lot of advisors that, you know, they're moving from one client to another, trying to generate commission after commission. And it's unfortunate because it gives the industry a bad name.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And that's the problem when somebody is, my mother-in-law got advice and I tried to tell my sister-in-law, you know, I'm the outlaw, so I don't have any say, but I talk to you all the time. So I hear things, I know enough to be dangerous. And she had a financial advisor, and the advice he gave her, I knew why he was telling her. Everything that he told her to do was based on how he could make the most money. And it was so obvious, right? There were other ways where she could have come out ahead, or much better ways, tax wise. And as far as meeting her goals, you know, the goals she wanted, he didn't ever want her to give anything to her kids or grandkids because he wanted it all left in the market, because that's the only way he made money off her, was to keep that money in the market. She, 89 years old. Nope. You can't spend any of your money. You got to leave it all in the market. So she didn't spend any of the money because he told her never spend any money, never give. And now the money will probably go to a memory care unit. Right. Her kids probably won't see much of the money because it'll be about 12 grand a month. And she's tough, but she's starting to lose her memory. So this is what happens. And I said, hey, you know, back then there could have been a 5-year look back, you know, and she could have actually put that money in a certain type of trust. She could have. There are ways, right? There are methods. And I know you look at all those possibilities for your clients too. And your team there looks at that. And so you have to be careful. You know, if they're trying to pigeonhole you, if all they have is a hammer, everything's going to look like a nail, right? And you can't. Every solution is different, right? And that's what you talk about in the book, isn't it?
Yeah. I reject the one size fits all approach. Flat out reject it. And we talk a lot about that in the book. Every family, every individual is different. Every single one. We all have the same general problems and opportunities, but you know, everybody needs a tailored financial plan that aligns with their goals and their family values. And we start at my firm, we don't start with product. We start with process. The very first meeting, the consultation meeting, is getting to know each other. Get to know you and your family and what your goals and values are. Very rarely do we get into any solutions in the initial meeting. It's more about discovery, trying to figure out where you are now, where you want to be.
What your goals are, right? Yep. Yeah, I want to leave this much money to my grandkids. Okay, what's the best way to do that, right? And I know that's what you look at. And this person never did that. And so... you know, if you go to a broker who invests in the stock market, that's what they're going to do with your money. If you go to somebody that just sells insurance products, that's what they're going to want to do. But you look at all the possibilities as an independent person, you look at all the possibilities. And I think that's why you said it's so important for our listeners out there to work with a fiduciary, like you talk about in the book. So, why should people read this book? What's the bottom line here?
Well, I think in 4 to 6 hours, you can learn a lot about me. You can learn a lot about my firm, but more importantly, you can learn a lot about different financial topics, that I've encountered over the past 3 decades, and the solutions that are typically, that will typically get you, through retirement and through this, the next phase of transitioning wealth to the next generation.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's so, so important. So, how can people get started? Obviously, this book is available on Amazon if they just want to buy a copy. It's Wealth Beyond Retirement by Steve Eckroth, Eckroth. That's Steve Eckroth, Eckroth. And Wealth Beyond Retirement, just search for it on Amazon. You can order it there. That's the first step. Read the book and then set up a consultation, a no cost consultation, no charge. That's the other thing. And I love how in the book you tell stories, you give specific real life examples. I think that's a huge part of this, isn't it?
Yeah. And we walk through, we go back and forth between case studies, for actual client examples, to, cautionary tales from families that I've seen or read about, where things have gone sideways because they didn't work with the right advisor.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where we started, choosing the right advisor. That's one of the first steps. There's some takeaways in there for high net worth individuals. There's a lot of takeaways for, people like myself. You know what I mean? Everybody out there can benefit from this book. I think that's hugely important. I think that's really important. So we talked a lot about the book, and I know you're willing to give away a few copies on the show today on Wealth Map Radio. So once again, let's let our listeners know that information and how they can get their own copy of the book.
Sure thing, Tony. To schedule a complimentary visit with me, you can call 484-600-6512. We have operators standing by, or you can visit wealthmapradio.com. You can learn more about the Compass Report, our planning process, on Wealth Map Radio. You can also access my calendar, schedule a meeting immediately, or you can certainly reach the operators at 484-600-6512.
All right. And again, the book is Wealth Beyond Retirement, Planning for Generations of Financial Success. Beyond your own life, you need a plan for yourself and your own retirement, your own finances, but make it a generational thing. Communicate with the family. Get a trusted financial professional in your corner. I think that is huge, Steve. And again, great show today. We'll be back next week with some more great information. Steve, I appreciate all the great information.
Thanks, Tony. Great to talk to you.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Wealth Map Radio with our host, Steve Eckroth.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of Voice Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and examples shared may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor Voice Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio by calling 484-600-6512.